this morning, Thursday morning, at six, well, at the second period of meditation, the period before the morning service, Suzuki Roshi gave a lecture, which was lost, because I didn't tape it. It was too difficult to set up and get it done, and it interrupts what he says. But I've written it down. The first part is a reconstruction, and the second part is I wrote it down as he was saying it. I begin with the reconstruction. This was given to us during Zazen. This is the fourth day. The first 3 days. This is the fourth day of our Sesshin, if I can read my handwriting. This is the fourth day of our Sesshin. The first three days, we have had a pretty difficult time. You have had some experiences, maybe some good experiences. Now let us polish up on our experience in the last 2 days. We have been like a group of blind men around a large elephant. Some will think it is a tree, some a court. The purpose of my lecture, why we give you a lecture, is to destroy your partial understanding of the elephant. You each have your own way of understanding your practice by yourself, or rather you understand practice in your own terms. This is not bad, but it is why we must give you some lecture in order to destroy the partial understanding of you, that you come at by understanding it in your own terms. That is the meaning of to polish up your practice, to find the actual meaning of your experience, to know the whole elephant. You will be surprised by what it is the whole elephant when you find out. Now, from here on are the actual words as I wrote them down as he finished this talk. It was in the dark, so it's going to be harder to read. If you find out true great elephant, you will be amazed at the sight of the elephant. If you find out true great elephant, you will be amazed at sight of elephant. To polish up your experience means to find out true meaning, means to find out true meaning of your particular experience, and then your actual experience to know, and through your actual experience to know what is an elephant, is our actual practice. Buddhism is like an ocean, we say. If you get into it, the more you go, the more it will, the more you will find how deep is the ocean. Of Buddhism. This is how we study Buddhism, through our practice. We should know the meaning of Zazen, and we should continue this kind of effort to experience the bottom ocean of Buddhism, to experience the bottomless ocean of Buddhism. We should be something through and through till we forget ourselves. We should be something through and through till we forget ourselves. in depth of Buddhism through and through, till we forget ourselves in depth of Buddhism. But let's relax and sit 2 days more. Thank you very much. Let's relax and sit 2 days more. Thank you very much. That's the end of this morning's lecture during the second Zazen period before morning service. Coming up after this is the 6 p.m. lecture on Thursday by Suzuki Roshi. Bishop Sumi went back to Los Angeles this morning. Thank you.